On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. It is a real treat to have Stephanie and Catherine with us. It's Catherine Calhoun, the Senior Manager of Education and Community Engagement for the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, and Stephanie Rowland, the Theater Curator. We've got a number of things happening this year beyond the Red Door and Community Days at Hazelwood Green. So nice to meet you two. You've got a lot of great things happening at the August Wilson Center.
Nice to meet you too.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Well, beyond the Red Door, let's talk about the idea here. This is the world of August Wilson, and we're stepping into the American Century cycle. It's a free event, part of Radical Days, happening on Saturday, the 24th. What does it mean, beyond the Red Door? Why is the door red?
The Red Door actually symbolizes Aunt Esther's Red Door, which is a very important safe haven and also portal for spiritual and emotional healing for the characters of August Wilson's American Century cycle. So we wanted to also keep in line with the portal aspect of Aunt Esther's Red Door and kind of give folks an opportunity to step fully into the world. Typically, when you're experiencing August Wilson, you're experiencing it on stage and you're in kind of like one location that's really important and central to the action of the plays. And we wanted to take the opportunity to highlight other locations that are mentioned throughout the plays for this first event, Step Into the American Century Cycle. Beyond the Red Door, we're trying to get people to kind of have a visceral experience, like step into, stretch inside, experience the world of August Wilson, because it's 10 plays over an entire century. So there's so much to explore. And for this first event, we want folks to step into two locations, Cephas's, which is a underground gambling juke joint that we're gonna kind of play into and create a game room that is set in 1918. Folks are gonna be in costume. So please come in costume if you feel inclined. There's gonna be like free like raffle prizes, games that you don't even realize are over 100 years old. You know, like things like beanbag toss, which we call cornhole now, you know what I mean? Shuffleboard, goldfish, Monopoly, like all those were invented before 1918. So I hope folks get the chance to come in and kind of like play around in what would be August Wilson's imagination. And then across the hall, there's going to be the Blue Goose, which is a jazz club set in Pittsburgh, of course, because almost all of August Wilson's plays are set in Pittsburgh. And it's going to be set in 1948. So we're bringing in live music. There's going to be two performances per session. 12 to 4 is family friendly, and then 7 to 11 is 21 plus. So, and there's going to be vendors in the hallway. We're selling food. It's going to be like free cotton candy and popcorn to kind of give people like a festive atmosphere. And the vendor fair is going to be like 20s and 30s ish. We're kind of like, you know, taking artistic license with that. but that's what's happening on Saturday, and it's free. So please come register.
That is a lot. It sounds absolutely wonderful. Gee. And will they have an opportunity to meet you? Will you be there?
Yes, I will be there all day, you know what I mean, from open to close. So if folks want to come say hi, please do.
Well, it's wonderful that it's free. How did you find the musicians? Who's going to play?
We have a local musician, bassist Dwayne Dolphin, and then we have a couple folks from New York coming, Michael O'Mitchell, who's currently the associate conductor on MJ the Musical on Broadway. We also have Alexis Morast. She's a young singer, up and coming. She can do kind of anything. Her voice is amazing, but she's focusing on blues and jazz for this. And we have Eric Brown on drums, and he's also coming from the New York area.
Dwayne Dolphin is a legend in this town.
I know. I'm so excited that he's available.
Great. And August Wilson would have loved Dwayne Dolphin. Do you know if they ever met? Did they meet?
I have a feeling they might have. I mean, you know, but I don't want to, you know, I feel like folks should come and ask Dwayne when they come see him perform on Saturday.
For sure. Now, have you looked into the music that August loved? Music, jazz, the blues, all very important to him. And he wrote very specifically about music in his plays.
Oh yeah, I mean blues is one of his four Bs, which you can also check out in the writer's landscape in the exhibit that we have at the center. But the Bs, like the blues, is the like central tenet to how he kind of wrote the plays. Like he always says that music was a major influence, and he would kind of sometimes listen to the music, and the characters would come from the music that he was listening to. Like for example. Like Joe Turner's Come and Gone, that the title of that play comes from a song that he was really inspired by. And it also intersected with a Romare Bearden painting, Milhand's Lunch Bucket. So, like, a lot of different artistic forms influenced him, but the blues was the main musical influence.
I'm sure he would be pleased with what's going on in his name. And I don't want to forget to ask you what happens after the first step we step into the American century beyond the Red Door. What's going to happen after that?
On November 9th, we have an event called Create and Sip, and it's another way into August Wilson's artistic process. So you get the opportunity to work with professional artists, and they're going to lead us through different artistic workshops based in the artistic process and of August Wilson. And you can kind of get a hint at that also in the exhibit. But for this event in particular, we're going to let people kind of like get messy and try new things in the style of August Wilson.
Try new things. That's always a little scary for some
I
people.
know, I know. We promise it's going to be a welcoming environment. You don't have to be a professional or anything like that. It's really just about learning, like scene writing workshop and then potentially like a visual arts workshop and a movement workshop. We're playing around with structuring that. So hopefully folks get a chance to learn in however way they learn. Like, and everybody learns by like listening. Some people learn by doing and doing physical activity. Like I do, I'm a theater person, so I like to do things and try new things. So hopefully it's a welcoming environment. There's gonna be like wine and beer for folks who want that. So just to kind of like give like a more festive and chill atmosphere as you learn something new.
Wonderful. Now, you kind of answered the question I was going to ask you next was how you get people beyond their fear of something new. And isn't August Wilson, he's so deep and his plays were so rich that some people might not feel they know enough about him and know, haven't read all the plays, haven't seen all the plays. So you want to get them loose about coming to experience what August was all about. He wouldn't expect you to know every word that he's written, but for some people, it's like Shakespeare. They really feel they need to know a lot about it to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't like when folks put Shakespeare on a pedestal either. I feel like it makes it unapproachable. You know what I mean? Like Shakespeare was a playwright for the people, and I think August Wilson also is a was a playwright for the people, which is like, he's writing stories about people that he knew, like, and conversations that he had, like while he was listening to folks talking on the corner. Like, it's supposed to be casual and feel like you're being welcomed into an artistic family, into a world. So I hope folks don't feel that they have to know every play and, memorize every word. I haven't memorized every word, you know what I mean? So that's not the point of it. The point is actually to experience it in a new way.
How did you find your way into August Wilson's work?
My first experience was actually directing seven guitars in undergrad in the African American Arts Alliance at the University of Pennsylvania. That's where I went for undergrad. And then I leap forward a little bit to the Folks Group, which is the Black Affinity Group at the Yale School of Drama, now called the David Geffen School of Drama at Yale. But back then it was Yale School of Drama, and we did all of his plays as stage readings in our free time because we got so excited about his work and the opportunity to explore like different language and a playwright who's writing very specifically for the Black experience. And we kind of spent like, we rehearsed from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. and did free readings on Sundays for folks in New Haven and other students in the graduate schools. And we had a lot of fun exploring that. And I'm actually working on this series with a friend that I met at Yale, Taylor Barfield. He's an amazing dramaturg and researcher, and he's helping me kind of keep August Wilson's work at the center as I'm designing all the events around his processes. So that was kind of like my dive in. And it's a lot of fun to explore. The characters are really interesting and they tell really cool stories and they remind you of like some of your family members. You feel like you've met a lot of these people. So it's really cool.
So you spent some time in the eastern part of the state and up New Jersey too. What do you think of our Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, August Wilson African American Cultural Center? It's a pretty neat place.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's huge. First of all, it's huge. There's so many things you can do in there. I feel like there's so many activities happening all the time. Just like all of the art exhibits that are changing. The art curator, the arts curator is amazing. And the literary curator, you can do events on Zoom with the lit workshops. The next one I think is with Mel D. Cole. It's coming up. It's on Zoom. It's free. So everybody check that out also. There's just like so many things happening. And then this theater is gorgeous. It's like, you know, 482 seats. Such an amazing playground for a theater person. My first few events are not happening in there, but just give me a little bit of time. But I love Pittsburgh. This is not my first time here. I grew up coming here for like family vacations. It's a gorgeous city. So it's not, is there's like all love coming in from Philly.
Great. Well, it's funny, the state is so long that with the turnpike, 5 hours, whatever, to get from one side to the other, we don't always get back and forth. It's a shame. There's a lot going on both sides. So I'm glad you found Pittsburgh for sure. I promise to investigate some of your favorite spots in the East as well. Now we got to ask Catherine Calhoun, are you coming to this amazing event, Beyond the Red Door? Catherine, will we see you there?
Yes, I will be there for most of the day. Not as long as Stephanie, but I will definitely be there.
Wonderful. Tell me about your community days. We've got October 1 at Hazelwood Green, the Flow Band. You've got a lot of music for a community day. What's happening and why are you doing it?
Yeah, so every year, the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, we host 4 community days throughout the year, usually one in each season. So we have a winter, a spring, a fall, and a summer. We just finished up our summer one back in July. And now, of course, October 1st will be our fall community day. And we are grateful to be partnering with Hazelwood Local. And we will be doing this collaborative event at Hazelwood Green on October 1st from 12 to 4. So our community days generally include a lot of different things and a lot of fun. So as you mentioned, we do have the Flow Band. The Flow Band playing on Saturday or next Saturday. In addition to, we'll also have some young artists from Pittsburgh. They were once a part of the YMCA Lighthouse Project, so they're alums from that program, and they've come together to put a great set on for the community, which would consist of singing, some rapping, some poetry, just a little bit of everything. We also have our residency group, Damascus Theater. They will be doing a few monologues or vignettes that day as well. We have a local Pittsburgh singer, Savannah Chantel, who will be blessing the stage with her beautiful voice. And just to break things up, we'll have a small yoga meditation session just to, you know, find that inner you and just, you know, relax a little bit. And then of course we end the entertainment piece with the Flow Band, which is a band very well known here in Pittsburgh. So to complete the day, we'll have, this day is focused all about the different arts. So it's called Arts on the Porch. We will have demonstrations from the Andy Warhol Museum, who will do some print screening. We also will have the Pittsburgh Glass Center, who will do have a mobile unit where we'll do glass blowing. We'll have a puppet workshop with a cymbal. We'll have some welding with the industrial mobile unit and a cookie decor. So, you know, cookie decorating could also be art. So we'll have a table where you're able to decorate cookies. An event is not an event without some food. So we will have a couple of local food trucks, Franz Fox food truck, as well as community kitchen. We'll have some local vendors who sell different brews and drinks. And of course, we'll have giveaways such as books and other things that tables will have to give away to everyone. And it just will be a great day of fun, art. We'll have vendors from the community that's selling clothing, art, jewelry, just a little bit of everything for everyone. So it'll be a nice, fun day outside at Hazelwood Green on October 1st, 12 to 4.
And August Wilson's spirit will flow throughout the entire area and the day.
Of course, yes. It's always a good time, and it's a great way to just meet and connect with people. And I just love seeing families come and having a good time and just seeing what we do as an organization.
Why did you choose Hazelwood Green? Some people may not know where it is. Could you tell me a little about Hazelwood Green?
Yeah, Hazelwood Green is a space owned by Hazelwood Local. If you're familiar with the area, the Hot Metal Street Bridge is very close. It's a full outdoor area, of course, in the Hazelwood location. There's a lot of events that take place there that I've been to, and it's easy to get. Once you get through that to that Hot Metal Street Bridge, there's a street right off, right as you come off of it, and it's like a long, winding circle. And then eventually you see the space in which we'll have that event. It's on street parking. There's also a lot where cars can park as well, but it's a very open space. It's really not hard to miss once you go down that road.
Have you done a community day before, or is this the first one?
No, so we do them the 4 times out of the year, but I will say we usually have those at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. This is the very first one in which we're doing it outside of the center. So we'll see how everything works. I think it's going to be a great time and, of course, can accommodate a lot of people as well.
But you know what works from having had the community days in the past downtown.
Sorry, say that one more time.
You know what works, you know what's fun, you know
Oh,
what people enjoy at community day. It's
yes.
just you're in a different location, that's all.
Exactly. Yeah, just giving something new. And of course, we're very happy to be partnering with Hazelwood Local. They've been nothing but supportive in this process. They've also helped pick some of the vendors from the Hazelwood area. Their goal is to connect the Hazelwood community to what we do at August Wilson. So it's nice to be involved with them, to connect to a community where people may not know about the center or who August Wilson is. So it's our way of being able to all come together, all communities, all people come together. So we're really excited about that.
I don't know if you've got everybody signed up yet or not, but can you tell me a little bit more about the vendors, the people that are going to be selling things, and the food that you're going to have? What can I eat and what can I buy?
Right. So as far as vendors, we have some of the vendors will have, we have painter Rashad Brown, who will be joining us. Miss Alita Hickman, she does a lot of everything, very beautiful jewelry. She has cards, all types of things that she sells. We have Jessica Gurley, who sells a lot of mental health focused things. She's very well known for her mental health t-shirts. She will be a vendor there. We have Whitewell Bookstore, who we partner with very much, who will be selling books as it relates to art and just some of their other collections they have. They'll be with us. We also have Desi Wiley Art, as well as Ash Tree Meadows Art. They are some vendors in which Hazelwood Local work with, and we're so excited to have them a part of our community day. As far as the foods go, again, we have Foxy Fran's food truck. She's literally been at so many different events I went to recently, and I think one of the her best sellers is her lobster fries. So if you're a seafood lover and you love a French fry, that combination would be perfect for you. But she sells a variety of different things. I mean, different sandwiches, different fries. Like you can get loaded fries with not just lobster, but like chicken or other toppings, or just like cheese and bacon, stuff like that. She sells, I believe, some hot dogs, again, different sandwiches, a variety of things. And I know her menu is always changing. Community Kitchen is an organization in Hazelwood where they do a lot of great things for the community. They'll be having a booth. They'll not only be doing the cookie decoration with the community at the event, but they'll also have a combination where you can get a hot dog, chips, and a drink for $5. So these combos are very affordable for families who, it's expensive to eat. So to get a combo for $5, I think that's definitely reasonable. We'll also have Sips Mobile Bar and Hazel Grove Brewery, who will be having their specialty drinks and brews. They are more for the adult crowd, but they will be present there as well. So that's a little bit of the food and vendor we'll have that day.
Beautiful. Lots of great things to choose.
Yeah.
Well, I've kept you going for a little while. I got just one or two more questions I want to ask you. Anything else you want to share about either of your events? Did we cover it? Have we gotten all this nailed down here? Because these things are free. I don't want people to miss out. Sounds fantastic. Anything else you want to share?
I think that's it. You know, you can always visit our website, awaacc.org. That lists all of our upcoming events, great events is, which Stephanie is doing, our community days. We have some educational programming for the youth, have different events that goes from singing, dancing, theater. We have so many great things coming up. Just please visit our website and check those out.
There's a lot of energy at the African, the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. A lot of stuff going on. Great.
For sure. Yes, we're booked and busy, as I like to say.